Wow. All right. Good evening. Tomorrow's daf is daf pei. We're going to start on ayin tes amud beis by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah up to now we're dealing with gittin that were the Mishnah going forward we're going to deal with gittin that are not written ketaklanes chachamim, right? They weren't done appropriately, so they're going to learn what the din is if the husband went ahead and used these gittin, and then the woman based on this get marries somebody else. So the Chachamim were made the Chachamim made a takana that when the sofer writes a get, he should write in the get the malchus, whatever the kingdom that you're on, that you're showing, the Persian kingdom, the Roman kingdom, the Greek kingdom. You know, write the name of the kingdom in there, and he should also write the date based on the 10th year of the reign of so and so. But nowadays the lacha is the Meiri brings down. Nowadays we don't have to do that because that was only done in the times when each kingdom, I guess they had this guide about them, but they had to write the dates, you know, to the rule of this king. Nowadays, that everyone has a general date, so you don't have to write, you know, the 8th year of the George Bush or something like that. You just write, you know, 2008 or whatever it is, or whatever the year is that people count. So the Mishnah says we're dealing with the Mishnayos were written. So we're dealing with the guy who's writing the get in Bavel. So he has to write the gittin according to the years of the Melech and Bavel. So if the guy was in Bavel, the Kasav L'shom Machos She'eino Hogenes, and he writes the date and the get based on the countings of a different kingdom. What first wanted to be the Machos She'eino Hogenes. The Gemara will explain that Machos She'eino Hogenes is according to the Roman kingdom. Right? Or he writes it L'shom Machos Madai, L'shom Machos Yavon. He writes it according to the reign of somebody who's in Madai, someone who's in Yavon, Binyan Abayis, based on the amount of years it has been since the Beis HaMikdash was built, or Lechorban Abayis, based on the amount of years it's been since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. In all these cases, the get's going to be puzzle, because it wasn't written according to the Tikkun HaChachamim. We're supposed to say they're supposed to write it to the Malchus of that you're currently in. And the Gemara is going to explain all these reasons. There's a question why you need each case. So why do you have to write according to the date of the kingdom? So the Rishonim explain it's because of Shalom Malchus. You want to make sure that they have that you're using their dating system in your Soros. It's for Shalom Achos. Like, I was going to ask, well, because of Shalom Achos, now we're going to make a get possible? So we'll get to that. But that's just the Hakdama. So also, the Mishnah says, another way, Hayav Bimizrach, let's say the sofer standing in the east of the nation, Vikasov Bimarav, and he writes in the get was written in the west. Bimarav, the Gemara will explain what these cases are also. Bimarav, if he's in the west, Vikasov Shub Bimizrach, and he's in the west, he writes in the east. All these cases, the Mishnah says, Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh, meaning, if she uses this get and then marries somebody else, and we find out that this get wasn't done appropriately, she's ushered to her first husband, and she's ushered to her second husband. But Tzrichla get Mizeh Umizeh, and she needs to get another get from both the first husband and the second husband. So there's a major machlok, as we've shown him, running through the rest of the Mishnayos, what is the get that, the first get that was given now, that was puzzle, is a puzzle d'oraisa or is a puzzle d'rabbanan? Right, so it's going to make a difference. Rashi says that the psul is a psul d'oraisa, right? Rashi di Ramasul teitzim mizeh umizeh says im nises beget zeh teitzim in a rishon. She has to get another get from her first husband umin hasheni. Utricha get sheni min a rishon. She needs a second get from the rishon or get min hasheni. But apal pi shekedushi sheni lo havi kedushin. Even though the kedushin from the second husband was not kedushin, why not? Because she was never divorced from the first husband, right? So lo havi kedushin. Right, and so he quotes our source from Yevamos. Right, the law of kedushin of Yevamos before his time. Gzeir Hashem, Yomer Gerish Rishon Gagomer. But now shave nimtas eishes is yotzibul get. That's the reason why she needs to get the rabbanon from the second guy, because it looks like she's leaving him without a get. But according to Rashi, you see that the get is pasul midoraisa. All the Rishonim argue. All the Rishonim, Tosos, the Meiri, the Ran, the Rashba, they all say no. They all say the get is only pasul midorabbanon. And that whether or not you see that the first get is pasul midoraisa, the rabbanon is going to play out in how we read the rest of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, so what happens? Teitzei mizeh umizeh, it tzricha get mizeh umizeh. And the ein lo ksuba, she doesn't get a ksuba. She doesn't get a ksuba from the first husband or the second husband. Why does she not get a ksuba? So the Rishonim explain the whole point of a ksuba is shelo tia kala b'nei l'garsha. But right, you don't want him to divorce her. He's to have in mind that if you're a divorcer, it's a big monetary obligation I have. But here we want him to divorce her, so we say she doesn't get a ksuba. That's number one.
She should have already got a ksuba from the first husband.
I'm not exactly sure how it works, but maybe it happens very quickly in that it doesn't, she didn't have time to collect. You'll see in a second, they said that also anything that she did collect, she has to give back. So maybe if she got it, she has to give it back. Right? Velo mizonos, and the husband, we'll say the first husband, they don't have to be mizana her, they don't have to give her food. Velo belos, she doesn't get belos. What are belos? Belos are the old clothing, right? If she had under the husband, when she was by the husband, old clothing that she brought in during the marriage, the husband does not have to give back those begadim. And this is a major chumra, because even if you're mizana, you get belos. Here she wasn't necessarily mizana, but she doesn't get the belos. Right? Lo al zeh, velo al zeh, not from the first one or from the second one. The im not lo mizeh o mizeh, let's say she took, maybe in your case, she took money, or she took mizonos, or she took the belos, taxir. She has to return them. Okay, very serious stuff. The havlad mamzer, and the vlad, let's say she has, whatever the case is, either she went back to the first husband, and she had a baby, the vlad's a mamzer. She has a baby with the second husband, the vlad's a mamzer. In either instance, the vlad's a mamzer. Depends. So how do you learn if you say, according to Rashi, that there was no divorce really? So going back to the first husband, it's a mamzer derabanan, and therefore the vlad from the second one is going to be. But according to all the other Rishonim, it's only a psul derabanan. Really, midoraisha, she's divorced. So where's the mamzer from now? The mamzer is from the first husband, and the rabbanon mamzer on the second. If she has somebody from a baby from the second husband, like we said, it depends on how you learn what. If she goes back to him, it's obviously if she goes back to him. Anything that happened prior is not a problem. The Chazon Ish says that if she took mizonos before this happened, she gets to keep it. It only happens only if it's post this situation, right? The avlad mamzer mizet umizet. What? No, let's say the first husband gives her a get, right? Gives her this get, and it's not done appropriately. Maybe there's no second guy, and she goes back. However the situation is, she goes back, okay? Vlad mamzer mizeh umizeh. Below zeh vizeh mitamim la. And neither of them, if they're kohanim, can be mitamim her. Can be mitamim. Usually a kohen can be mitamim for his wife. In this instance, kohen can't be mitamim her. Question is, though, if she's the first, how is the second guy a Kohen? First guy, how did the second guy who's a Kohen marry her under his understanding that she's a Grusha? Right? The first guy gives her a get. First guy gives her a get. And then, so he knows, but according to in his mind, she's a Grusha.
But then if she's not a Grusha, it's
the same decision. Okay, so why, Ein al-Kanami. So that's what the Rishon, so that's what some of them say. Oh, it may not be, maybe because there's Nus involved here, that's also why, either way, but it just doesn't seem, it can't be that she married a second Kohen, if the second Kohen knew that she was, maybe she did, maybe she married. Right, well, no, how's it work? The first guy's a Kohen, gives her a get that's possibly either the Rishon or the Rabbanon. Right. Second guy comes and marries her.
Right.
But how? She's
no,
a group.
Even though maybe she wasn't really divorced from the...
Then she's an Ashishish. So lo metamin means whatever. Okay. Velo zeh vezeh zaka'in lo b'metzios. And neither one of them are zocha to get her metzios, what she finds. Velo masi yadel. Either one wouldn't be able to be zocha in her what she finds, in what she works. Velo ba'afaros and dareha. Neither one of them have the power to be made for her nadarim. Haisa bas Yisrael. Let's say she was a bas Yisrael, right? So nifselas min ha'kohuna. Now she no longer can marry another Kohen. Why? Because we're going to say that she's considered an Eishes Ish Zinsa. An Eishes Ish Zinsa is usher to a Kohen. But she's also a Grusha.
Why does Mishnah list every Nachmanim?
That's a good point. I don't know. They go through. I think they're just trying to show how chomer it is to be medactic that you're getting it done appropriately.
Why is she being fined more so than the husband?
She should have been medactic. The husband is getting fined. He doesn't get the Masi Yedera. He doesn't get the Mitziyasa.
But that's an exchange.
Right, but what else is there for him to be fined with? What was he going to do? He didn't do anything.
This is because the
get was not done al pi takanas chachamim. And then she goes and uses this get and he marries again.
That's assuming that she had das enough to make sure that it's done correctly?
I think the idea is that when you do a get, you have to do it in an appropriate basis and make sure it's done. You have to really follow the rules. All right, so... Yeah, both of them be careful. Yeah, be careful. Bas Levi. Let's say she's a Bas Levi. So they made a knas that she can no longer eat Meiser. Right? She can't eat Meiser anymore because you can say that she was Mazana. Even though I think the halacha is that a Bas Levi who's Mazana doesn't get puzzled from Meiser. But here, I guess I'm on tape. I don't know. What?
Rashi says knas.
Right. So if it's a kanas, so then it's not. It's not. It's just a kanas. But maybe. But and if she's a bas kohen, so then she's pasul bas kohen in a truma. She's considered an ishus ishus zinsan. She's also to eat truma. Okay. The ein yorshin shel zeh v'yorshin shel zeh yorshin ksuvasa. If she has children from either the husband, they can't be yorish or ksuva. So they say, wait a minute. How many? We just said she doesn't get a ksuva. What ksuva is there to be yorish? Sorry. So the Gemara in Yavamos asked the question. They say it's a ksuva bin and dikrin. And if you had to remember the whole ksuva bin and dikrin, what it was that I should go through the ksuva bin and dikrin. It's a special thing of ksuva bin and dikrin. It's the ksuva that he's chayav to pay a wife if he dies or divorces her. So he gets married. She, to a second wife, and they have kids together, and she wants to make sure that her kids, her first kids, get right, that her kids from her first husband get money. So ksuba bin dikrin means that her kids get first, and then they divvy up the rest. So here they're saying she doesn't even have that; she loses out the ksuba bin the bin dikrin. The imesu, let's say either of them die, akiv shel zev, akiv shel zev, cholzin velo miyabim. You can't have yibum here. You can only have chalitza. Okay. So again, all these things depend. A lot of these things depend upon what you hold. Get a pasul deraisa or the rabbanon. So the mamzer, we explain which one is deraisa or the rabbanon. But what about the case of nifselus min kahuna? So right, we said according to Rashi, it's the psula is because of zona. But according to the Tosfos, it's a real according to Rashi, there was no the first get wasn't good. So the psul for the second kohen is mizdin zona. But according to Tosfos and all the other rishonim, the first get was. Was a good get me deraisa? So the psul to the other kohanim is because of a grusha. So it depends on how you just read the rishonim, how you read the Mishnah. So they ask, according to Rashi, right? According to Rashi, who says that the get is possibly deraisa. So all the rishonim ask, and the rishonim is the Tosos, the Ramban, the Rashba, all of them, they ask, okay, how can you say that the get is possibly deraisa? It's only a psul derabban. She didn't follow a takana derabban, and it's possible deraisa. So how does that work? So they explain different ways. So the Ramban brings down, and he's doche, he says, maybe you can say for Rashi, and the Pnei Yeshua says the same thing, that maybe you say, kol megarish, adaiti rabban megarish. The same thing you say, kol megarish, adaiti rabban. So whatever, so he says that you have to do the gittin according to the takanas of the Rabbanon, and they have the power to say that it wasn't done, that wasn't done their way, and therefore it's going to be possible to Araisa. Okay. Now the Mishnah is going to list a whole bunch of things that have to be done appropriately in the get. If they're not done appropriately, we also have the same problem. So, the first one is Shina Shmo Ushma. Pashup Shad is that the sofer wrote the wrong names. He wrote the wrong names in the Gittin, right? So therefore, then it's possible. There's a problem. Tosa says it's not Shina Shmo Ushma. What it is, Tosa Top Tosa, it says Ela Sheyesh La Osa Ir Shnei Shomos B'Shnei Mekamos. What he did is he wrote. The guy had two names in two different places, and we learned at the beginning of Masechta, you have to do all the names that he's known by. So in this case, they only wrote one of the names. They didn't write both names. So Shina Shmo Shma, or Shem Iro B'Shem Ira. They wrote the wrong city, or of her city, or his city. And that's a major machlokus, whether or not you have to actually have the name of the city in the, whether you have to have the name of the city in the get. Because, where is that here? Right, so the Rishonim have a cholik whether or not the city has to be in there. So some Rishonim say that you don't need to write it at all. But if you've got to write, you've got to write it right. Okay, some Rishonim say you have to write it at all. Some say that you have to write it, but if you don't write it, it's a psul derabanan. Others say that it really has to be in there, midaraisa. So the question is, like we just said, what happens if, according to the Rush says, you don't have to have the name of the city in there at all. So according to the Rush, why is there a psul here? So he explains that it's a chash because maybe there'll be, if the city's not in there, people will say, oh, this isn't the right guy. It's guys from a different city. It's going to be Motzi Laz that somebody else divorced her, and therefore it was possible. What? Right, we have to make narrow it down. So we did the Rabbanon, we say that you narrow it down, and that's why you have to have, that's why if you put the city in there, you have to make sure it's done correctly. So in these cases, again, Teitzi Mizeh Mizeh. She has to leave, if she can't go back to the first guy who divorced her with this get. And she has to leave the second guy because of shash that maybe, you know, that she's still married to the first guy. The cholad racham eluba, and all these things that we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, they all apply to this case as well. Okay. Next, little yavamas over here. Okay, the din is by a yavama, right? So all the time that she has a zika, that the zika of the yibum is on her, she's usher to anybody else, right? Pasuk says, "Lo tia eishes hamesha chutzal ish zar." She has to be specifically to this guy. However, if she's usher to the brother from some other, she has an erba, an isser erba to the other brother, so then she's mutaris to go to the to marry someone in the shuk, and she doesn't need even more chalitza. In this case, where she's an erba, what's the din with the tzara? Also, the co-wife then is also, remember the beginning of Yevamos, the co-wife is also no longer has to do Yibra Chalitza, there's no Zika there as well. Right? She's also part of Yibra and Chalitza. However, if it turns out that we find out that the woman, the first wife, who was Asr Midin Erva, turns out to be an islandess, right? Meaning she can't give birth. So then it's Mizbarer now that the Kedushin that she had to the dead guy were Batos. They weren't real Kedushin. And therefore, she was never really in this kacha. And therefore, the tzara is no longer putter. She really does have to do Yibum Chalitza because she's not a co-wife, because the co-wife was mistakenly married. So, the Mishnah says, Kol Arayus, all the women that we say that are Isser Arayus on the Yavam, Sha'amru Tzarosein Mutaros, that we said their tzaros, their co-wives, are Mutaros to go without Yibum Chalitza, then, this one is just hard for me to understand, Holchu Tzaros Ha'elu V'nisu, so these tzaros, there was a death. So these tzaras said, okay, there's a co-wife who's an Isser Erva, and they go ahead and they go marry somebody else from the Shuk, and then v'nimtzu eila islandess, they find out that the first wife is an islandess, teitzim yizeh muzeh, then the co-wife who went and got married, teitzim yizeh muzeh, she has to be married, she's divorced from the husband that she married, and she's ushered to go back to the Yavam, she can't do Yivam over there, because the din is if you have, you only have relations with the Yavam, you can't have with somebody else. So therefore, v'chol drachem elun ba, and all these things apply to her as well. No ksuba, no children of Mamzerim, she doesn't go, all these things. Next case. Hakonis es yevimto. Right, so now someone, the brother of the mace, is mekanes the Yivam, v'holko tzarasa v'nisis lachar. So the tzara says, he did Yivam with this woman, I'm going to go now and marry somebody else, v'nisis lachar, v'nimtza zosha haisa islandess. It turns out that the first wife that did Yivam is an islandess. Therefore, Tate says the tzara now really has a zika to the Yavam. He shouldn't have been able to marry anybody else. The tzara is a zika to the Yavam. So Tate mizeh umizeh, v'chol drachem eilava. She can't, she has to be Tate, the tzara has to be tetzeh from the husband that she married, and she can't go back to the Yavam, and all these other drachim. What? Does she have to get chalitza from the Yavam? Okay. She has to get chalitza from the Yavam. Yeah, because she still has a zika. She just can't marry them. Right. Right, so maybe going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. Maybe going according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva says even with a lav, it's a mamzer. Wow, guys, some guys remember Yavam as well. So, next case, Kasav Sofer Get Laish. Okay, the Sofer writes a get for the husband, Vishover Laisha, and he writes the receipt for the woman, meaning that he writes the get for the man. The man's going to have the get, and he writes the receipt for the wife. The husband's going to the way it's going to work is the husband's going to give the wife the get, along with giving the wife the get, he's going to give her the money for the ksuba, and the woman's going to give the receipt back to the husband. So he does it all in one shot. What happens? He messes up and he gives each of them the wrong thing, and no one checks inside the envelope. So kasa sofer get leish v'shover leisha ta'av and nasan get leisha. So he gives the get to the wife. So now the woman received the get from the sofer, not from the husband. So it's a possible get, or it's not a get. There's no getting yet here. Right, v'nasan aged li'isha v'shover li'ish, and he gave the receipt to the women. Then, when they came to do it, v'nasan zel l'zel, they gave it back to each other. So now, the man is holding on to the get, and the woman is holding on to the shover. Ula achar zman, and after a while, they check the mail, they look into it. Hare a get yotze miyada ish v'shover miyada isha. The get's in the man, the hands of the man, and the shover's in the isha. And what happened? In the meantime, she got married on the basis of having this divorce, of having this get. Again, I think the idea here is to be very careful. Check what's going on. Okay, so what happens? It turns out that she was never divorced, and in the meantime, she went and she married somebody else. So in this case, again, teitzim yizeh umizeh, she has to be divorced from the second guy that she married, and she can't go back to the first guy because she's bazani, can't go asna baal and the boel, she can't go back to him. And v'chol drachem elin, the whole thing again, all the other rules in the Mishnah apply again. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, im la'altar, if they realize it right away, then yotza. In the altar yatsa, right? If in the, right away after they gave the get, right, then yatsa ain't ze get. Then it's considered that it's not a get. But imla achar zman. But if this whole thing they realize it takes place so much later, hare ze get. We say that it's a get kasher. Local emenu min arishin la'abed zechusha shel sheni. We're not going to allow the husband and his wife to say that now the marriage, the second marriage, is no good because we're only believing them. There's no Adam here. We're only believing them what they have in their hands. So we're going to say, after a long time, maybe there was a kanunya. Maybe they made some, I don't know what, what the husband gains by it, but the woman may gain by it. She wants to go back. I don't know. You can say that they're not going to believe them, that they made this sort of this arrangement, and therefore, after a long time, we're not going to believe them anymore. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So Mara says, first Mishnah, the first thing Gemara said, if you write the Machlush Eino Hogenes. So Gemara says, my Machlush Eino Hogenes. Who's the Machlush Eino Hogenes? It's Malchus Haromim. It's the Roman kingdom. They're considered the Malchus Ein Hogenes. So Mar S. I, by my Kari Le, Malchus Ein Hogenes. Why are they called a Malchus that's not Hogenes? Mishum de Ein Lahem Lok Sav Velo Lashon. They don't have written stuff and they don't have their own language. What does that mean? Rashi says, first Rashi in the Gemara, She'ein Lahem Lok Sav Velo Lashon, Ela Mishel Acheres. Their Ksav and their Lashon comes from another nation. Latin. So Rashi, the similar Rashi in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says, he says the same thing also. He says, Vodah Zarah Daf Yud. So on the bottom, Rashi says there, Ksav v'loshon shel Romayim, the Ksav, the books, the Lashon, the language of the Romayim, Me'um Acheres Ba'alahen, it came from another nation, right? Acheim Tiknulhem Kol Sifrayim. And other people, other nations wrote all their books. So it's a little strange. I mean, what about Cicero? I mean, that's Latin, that's written. So I heard a shiur from Dr. Rabbi Schneer Lyman, which I think is a little off the topic, but it's pretty interesting. So he says, the Gemara here is assuming that the Romans have no script of their own and no language of their own. And Rashi says they got it completely from another culture. So yes, what about all the Latin is their language? And Cicero and all these books are written by them. So what does he mean that others wrote their books? So he starts off by pointing out to an unknown, but I would say a little known halacha in Orach Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Pei. The Orach Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Pei lists a whole bunch of days that we're supposed to fast. Okay, it's right before Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So again, that's the simon right before Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So maybe that's why maybe people don't look at that. So he says, he goes a whole list of days, and the Beis Yosef, when he quotes this, Beis Yosef, I've never heard anybody fast on these days, and yet the Beis Yosef writes them all in Shulchan Aruch. So he says, and one of them is B'shmona B'Tevis, on the 8th of Tevis, Nichtav Torah, that's when the Torah is written into Yevamis, that's the day of the Targum Shivim. And then he writes, B'tesbo, the 9th day of Tevis, he's supposed to fast. Lo no de ezehi hatsar she'irabo. The Shulchan Aruch says, I have no idea what happened on the 9th of Tevis in order to have that to be a day of fasting. So he brings down a whole bunch of people. The Rebbe said that maybe that's a day that someone named Rav Yosef Halevi Hanagid was killed. It was in 1066, and everyone mourned his death. But that can't be the case because then there are a lot of other people who were murdered, you know, great people who were murdered, and we don't fast for them. He brings that
1066 was a
Yeah, it was a particularly bad year, but why only this one person? What about all the other people who were murdered in that year? What about the First Crusade, the Second Crusade? There were plenty of others. The Ramah, he has a commentary on Megillas Esther, and he says that was the day that Esther was taken into the house of Ahasuerus, and that was a sad day. The Taz here says that maybe it was the day that Ezra Sofer died. So Dr. Lyman brings down, if you look in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Hagos Meiran Baruch Frankel. So he brings down, Shebetes Tevis Niftar Shimon HaKalpus. Shimon HaKalpus died. Right? Shehoshias Yitzral, he saved Yisrael with Sarah Gadolah B'zman HaPritzim, during the times of the priests and during the times of the Christians. He saved Yisrael. So Nikva Yom Misaso Latinis Olam B'Yushalayim. So his Yortzeit became a fast day. So who is this Shimon HaKalpus? So Dr. Lyman quoted from the Sefer called Toldos Yeshu. It's a Jewish account of the early history of Christianity. So he said the Toldos Yeshu, and I don't know where he gets this from, but he says I don't know where he finds these things, but he says there's an unedited version, and it says that originally in the first century the Christians were Jews, and you really couldn't tell them apart. That's why you had the Birchus Aminim. You couldn't. Malshinim came to that. You couldn't tell them. It was a big crisis. So the Toldos Yeshu says that there was a big meeting between all the Tanaim. And one Tana says that what we have to do is you have to establish an insider who'll infiltrate there. He'll use his chachma, and he'll become a leader of the group. And as leader, he'll institute new practices to clearly delineate between the early Christians and the Jews. So who's the guy that becomes there? Toldos Yeshu is a guy named Shimon. Shimon volunteers, and Toldos Yeshu says he volunteers and he gets his own haba, and he joins the church, and he becomes the pope. And it brings out his name was Simon Kalpus. This is written in Latin. Shimon Kalpus. He became the bishop of the church, and he rises to the level of bishop, and he's elected pope, and he introduces all these Christian rules, and he abrogates all the ceremonial law. This is Pope Simon Peter. And he's also said that he's the one who wrote Nishmas. Some people say that. He wrote the Tefillah of Nishmas. That I don't know where it is. So, that bishop, right? So they say that's Shimon HaKalponi. He says that's Shimon HaKalponi. What does it mean? He created Christianity. Christianity is Roman. He created that. He brought all the Jewish, he was the one who wrote all the Sfarim. He was the one who wrote all their laws. So what does Rashi mean that it's not theirs? It's all from Shimon HaKalponi, from Shimon HaKalpa. So that's how he explains the Rashi in the Gemara that says, Elam lo ksav lo lashon, doesn't mean that they didn't write their own stuff. They're laughing, whatever. He said, it's an hour and 15 minute shiur. It's on the YU website. And he says that what it means is that all their languages, based on this Toldos Yeshu, that all these languages that they did, and everything that they came, originally came from other nations. And that's why they're considered one who doesn't have their own Elam lo ksav lo lashon. Okay, but I digress. Amar Ula. So Ula says, "Mipnei ma takinu malchus begin." Why did they make the takana in order that you have to write? You have to write the years of the kingdom in the Gittin. Mishum shalom malchus, because of shalom malchus, there will be peace with the malchus. They'll see that we're maskier them in the get, and they'll say that we think that they think that they're chashuv, right? So Mark continues, "I v'chi mishum shalom malchus teitzei v'avlad mamzer." Okay, it's because of shalom, like we said, because of shalom malchus. Now we say let's get divorced. It's puzzle to puzzle. According to Rashi, it's puzzle to Raisa and the Vlad's and Mimamzer. How does that work? So we say, yeah. Rav Meir Tamei. This goes according to Rav Meir, right? It's a Stam Mishnah. It goes according to Rav Meir. The Amar Rav Hamunu Mishmei, the Ula, Omer Hayer Rav Meir. Kola Mishanim, Yimatbeir, Shatobu Chachamim. Anyone who changes from the language that the Chachamim said has to be in the Gittin, right? Havlad Mamzer. The Vlad becomes a Mamzer. That's the Shita of Rav Meir, and this is how our Mishnah is going. Very, very, very strong. Yeah, because the Chachamim made the takana.
Why did they institute that takana?
They instituted the takana for Shalom Malchus because they wanted the people of the country to recognize how much kavod we're giving them. So they instituted that it has to be in the get. And if you violate the institution of what has to be in the get, yeah, according to Rav Meir, the vav becomes a mamzer. So the Shalom Malchus Yavon, right? So Shem Shalom Malchus Yavon, Shem Malchus Mada. You have a whole list. So why do we need the whole list? Utsricha. Had you just told us the Rome that you have to, that if you listed according to the Roman kingdom, you would say that the reason why that's possible is mishum de milcha, because that's an existing malchus. So the malchus that we're under, I guess wherever they were in Babel, is going to be jealous. Why are you writing the Roman? He's right for us. Ava malchus mada malchus yava ma'ida hava hava. They won't care because ma'ida hava hava. It already passed already. So why should they care about it? So we have to write Machus Yavon, Machus Madai, because that it does, it's still a problem. The Yashmin, Machus Madai, Machus Yavon, you would say Mishum the Machus Ahave. At least that wasn't actually a kingdom, so maybe the current kingdom would be jealous of that. Ava Levinian Habayis, Maida Hava Hava, that's in the past already. Ah, the Yashmin Levin Habayis, you would say the Army Kadamakish of Chayu. You could say, oh, because we're being masked in our Shevach. Instead of being masked with them and their Shevach, we're being masked our Shevach, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Aval Chorban Abayis to Tsa'aruhu, but a Chorban Abayis is with Tsar, maybe they wouldn't care. Emelo, that they won't be mocked on that. So therefore, Tzricha, we need everything in the Mishnah to say all these different cases. So, next. The Mishnah said, Haya b'mizrach v'kasav b'marav. So the Gemara asks, Man, who's in the east, who's in the west? What's the case that we're talking about? Elam Abal, if we're telling me that the Sofer wrote the Baal was in the east and the Sofer wrote that he's in the west, then Haino Shina Shmo Shmo Shem Iru B'Shem Iru. That's the same thing as changing that he wrote the wrong city. So it can't be talking about the Baal, right? El Alav Sofer. We're talking about that the Sofer. What does that mean? That the Sofer? The Sofer wrote that wrote that he was in the wrong city. The Takana that the Sofer has to write the city that he's in when he writes the get, that has to be in the get. And therefore he wrote the wrong city, therefore the Mishnah says that's no good. So right, that's how Tosfos says that it has to be, it's in the wrong city. And the Rush explains differently. The Sofer doesn't have to write where he's sitting. The din is the Sofer has to write where the Edom are. But nevertheless, so it's when you talk about the Sofer, it's still talking about the Sofer, but what he wrote. Is the Sofer writing where he wrote the get or where the Edom are when he writes the get? So you have to be very careful of the city that you have to write the city. The Chashuv Echemet brings down a case where you had a wedding hall. There was a wedding hall it was in Ramat Gan, but everyone said it's in Bnei Brak. So they write, what do you write in the Ksuba? You write Ramat Gan, you write Bnei Brak. So he goes back and forth. The same thing he had in some place in the Tivot. He says, but he says maybe you can be mechalik between Gittin and Ksubos. But he says you have to be very careful that you know what the Kan Bethrogsneck, New York. You know, you have to hear the guys read the Ksuba. You got to be very, very careful. Okay, So now the Gemara continues, and right. So we said you have to be careful writing the name of the city. Kid Amar Lhu Rav Lasafre, like Rav used to tell the Sofrim. The Chen Amar Lhu Rav Huni Lasafre, same thing. Rav Huni used to say to the Sofrim. Ki Yasviu, when you are sitting to write the Shtar Bishili, and you're in the place of Shili, Kisovo Bishili, you should make sure that you write in the get that the get or the Shtar is being written in Shvili, or that the Edom are signing in Shili. The Afagad, the Mimsram, the Chumili Bihini, even though that it's going to be given over in the sister town, Tosa says in Hini. And the same thing, Kiyasu Bihini, Kosovo Bihini, Vyafagad, Minshilhu Mili Bashili. You have to make sure that it has to be, the name of the town has to be written in the get, either the name of where it's being written or where the Edom are. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Okay. Zo Divrei Rav Meir. Going according, this whole thing, Zo Divrei Rav Meir, Rashi says, the get Nifsam, which is Shalom Malchus, that's only according to Rav Meir. We saw that in the Gemara. Right? Abba Chachamim, but the Chachamim argue, Va'omer Mafilu Lo Kasav El L'Shem Santer. Even if you only wrote based on the person, like the surveyor, I think the santer is. I don't know how art school translate santer. The registrar, similar, the guy who keeps the tax roll, so to speak. Even if you wrote that it's the third year that Donald Clavin is collecting our taxes here in Nassau County, right? Donald X. Clavin. El Shem Santer Shabir Harezum Aggressions. That's enough. They don't care. You even write that. That's enough. And the Gemara brings a Maisa. Who Gita Habiksiv Bei L'Shem Istandara Diviskar. Based, it was written based on the minyan shanos of this guy named Shkar, who was, I guess, like the mayor or the governor of the town. So Shilcha Rav Nachum Bar Rav Chizkiya LeKamei DeRabba. I want to ask him, what's the story? What is that how we translate it? Some sort of governor or mayor? Sorry?
Governor of Bashkar.
Yeah, Governor of Bashkar. That sounds like a Disney movie. Right? Shilcha Rav Nachum Bar Rav Chizkiya LeKamei DeRabba Ki Hai Gavna Mai. What's the story with this? What's the story with this? Night off, right? Right, ki haygav, and it's hot in here. Ki haygav namai. What's the story with this case? So shalach le'Rav Nachman says back to him. Bahaya filu Rav Meir moded. In this case, even Rav Meir would be moded. That's good. My time may osa malchusu. The governor was appointed by the king, so you've been giving shevach to the king by saying that it goes according to the years that his governor is in charge. Aye, so umay shnab is santa shabir. So why would Rav Meir argue by the santa shabir? Hasam zilu milsa. That guy's just a plain, he's a bureaucrat. He's not, Mechilas Kvodo, the person I mentioned before. He's just a small bureaucrat. He's not in charge of anything, in charge of the government. So therefore, that's a gnai to the king to list his low-level employee. But Hacha Shivkalu Milsa, but here, to Shemach Benakavah, to talk about the prime minister or the governor, that's a big, there are only 50 governors. It's a big thing. It's a lot, that's a big thing. Some of them may become vice president one day. So, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Hun, Amar Rav. So Rabbi Abba says in the name of Rav, right? Zo Divri Rav Meir. That's the Divri Rav Meir that says that if she marries based on this, the Vlad's a mamzer. Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim say Havlad kosher. No, the Vlad is kosher. But Umodu Chachamim Rav Meir, but the Chachamim do agree. Sheim Shina Shmo Ushma Sheim Iru Sheim Iru Shavlad Mamzer. In that case, they agree. In that case, they say is of vital importance to make sure you have the correct name in the correct city. In that case, they would agree that the Vlad is considered a mamzer. So now the Gemara is going to prove that even the Chum Ramoda, that if you change the name or the city, that the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. Amar Rav Ashi Afanan Nami Tanina, where he also has what we learned in our Braisa, that Shina Shemo Shema Shem Ira Shem Ira Tetsim Yizem Yizev Echol Drachma Ein Luba Haman Katanilu Ilem Rav Meir. If it's Rav Meir, Arvinu Vilis Ninhu. Why doesn't he just put it in the whole list in the Raisha? Right? He should put it only one din. Right? Why does the Mishnah say this din by itself? Elish Shmamina, Rabbanon Shmamina. Therefore, since it's listed separately, it shows that this goes according to Kuliyama, even according to the Rabbanon, that they hold if Yishina Shma or Shin Shemira, that's also going to be a psul, and it's going to make the Vlad those mamzer. Okay. Now we go to the Yavamas cases. So Kol Arayus, right? All these places, we said the Arayus, that the Tsaros were Mutter, and the Tsaros went and got married, and we found out that the other wife was an islander, so she has to be Tetsa Mizel Mizer. So the Gemara says, it's mashma here, nisu in. It's dafka, if she went and married somebody else, that all these things have to come on to her. All these terrible, these knossos in the Mishnah. But zinu lo, but if she's just mizane with somebody else without actual marriage, then maybe no. And that would be lemetei to yufta the Rav Hamnuna. That would be a kasha on the sheet of Rav Hamnuna. What does Rav Hamnuna say? The Amar Rav Hamnuna, shomeris yavam shezinsa, shomeris yavam who's mizane. Asura li yavama. She's usher to her yavama. So if you make the diyuk in our Mishnah that only if nisu she becomes usher to the yavama, so it's against Rav Hamnuna, who says that even if she's mezaneh, she's usher to the yavama. So Gemara says, no, don't make that diyuk. Nisu is not dafka. Nisu v'huadin lezino. So too if she's mezaneh, V'haydekadani nisu. And why does it say the case of nisu? Listen to my ayinaka. They wanted, Mishnah wanted to write the Galush and the Kiyah about nisu. But Einachanami, if she's mezane, she can't go. She's also to the oven as well, and all these things would happen. The ikud amri. So others learn to bring this gemara in a different way. The ikud amri. It says nisu oseros liyavam. You see, maybe that's lot dafka v'udin lazinu, and that's going to be also the din if she's mezane. Right, and then what? Then Leim Misayeli the Rav Hamnuna. And this way it would be a siyu, a support to Rav Hamnuna. Dam Rav Hamnuna, Shomeris Yavam Shazinsa Shul Yavama. That would be our case also. So say, no, lo, nisu bedafka. It's dafka if she marries the Yavam, if she marries somebody else when she's waiting for the Yavam, and not if she's Mizaneh, Mishum de Michlech Vabi Isha Shahalach Baal Medina Sayam. Because the same reason why we have the case of an Isha Shahalach Baal Medina Sayam, what happens? They said to a woman that her husband went to the Bais Saddam and Adam came and said that he died. And she married somebody else. I'll pee this Adus. She's allowed to. One Aid's enough. Right? One Aid's enough.
If two Aid came, it would be different,
right?
One Aid, then she's fine because
Isha. But even two Aid. But what happens if he comes back?
I don't think he would find her the same way
as
one
Aid. Well, it says, what was that? Where's that Gemara?
Super
somewhere. All right. So he said, and then the husband comes back. So she's usher to go back to the first husband. Either case, she's usher to go back to the first husband if he comes back. Even though Ma'ikar din, she's really mutter because she was never divorced. Right? She's allowed to go back to him. Right? And she was an onus. It wasn't that she was Mizana, she was an onus. She can go back. Right? Mutter din, she can go back to him because the nisus says the other person was an onus. Nevertheless, the chamed gzera that she can't go back to the first husband. So people won't say that the husband really divorced her, and then she went with somebody else, and then you can be chosen yigrusha. She's married to somebody else. So that same din that Chachamim would say over here, but the Shiyameris Yavam, Shanisis La'acher, that she's usher to her Yavam, is that so people won't say that there was Chalitza, and now that she's being divorced from the second guy, she's going back to the original Yavam, to the Choletz, that's a problem. You're not allowed to do that either. So from this time is only Shayach if she marries. But if she only is Mizana with the second guy, so there's no marriage. People know there was no marriage. They're not going to have the chashash that she's going back. She's being maksir chalutzaso because it's just znus.
Is that Isra Lav or is that Isra Erva?
I don't know. I don't remember. The next case was Hakones es Yevimto, right? So someone married the Yevama, and then the Tzora went and married somebody else, and you find out that the Yevama is an islandess. So again, Teitzim is Omizo. So with Tzricha. We had two cases of Yevamos, right? One when it was the islandess turns the woman turns to be an islandess was an Isra Erva, and the tzara when they got married. And one was when the co-wife did Yivam, and so the tzara when they got married. So why do we need both cases? Utzricha. Di Ashrin Mahakan Maisa, if the Mishnah just gave us the first case, which was what was the first case, where the woman thought that she was a tzara's erva, and therefore she's ptur from Yibam, and in the end it came out that the tzarasa was her tzarasa was an islandess, and therefore she wasn't part of Yibam. So we would have thought Mishum, the reason that you have the Knas there, Mishum, Diloi Kaya Mitzvah Yibam. Because there was no mitzvah even done here at all. So she should have checked out to make sure before she gets married, she should have checked out that there was no reason for Yibam to be done here. Right? Lo Yikai mitzvah Yibam. Aval Hacha, but in the second case, where there was Yibam, she says, he did Yibam with my co-wife, now I'm free to go, you know, I can go play the field and go somewhere else. You would think, right? Yikai mitzvah Yibam, aim low. You would think there would be no Knas. And the Iyashmin Hacha, if you just had the second case, the Sefer, Mishum de Karami Kameh, because the second case, she also fell to Yibam, right? She also fell to Yibam. There was no Isra Erva here. So maybe in this case, she should have been really make sure that, hey, I fell to Yibam. Let me make sure that it's not me who needs to do Yibam Chalitza and before I get married somebody else. Aval Hasam, the lo Ramya Kameh. There, she never had this, she was not Zakuka to him. She's not Zakuka to him because there's an Erva here. The co-wife's an Erva. So you would say, aim alo. Maybe in that case, She wouldn't have the kanas or tzricha, therefore tzricha to have both cases. Yes. I don't know. They're 20 years old. I don't know. So maybe she should let her do chalitza. So let her do chalitza.
But why? I mean,
but I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. It seems like you're making her wait. You're making her wait a long time. And she has 8 years to wait. Right? She could be three. Who knows how old she can be? I hear you. I know. Maybe the answer is that's the case to be certain. You do chalitza.
We don't see that. I mean,
I know. You never see that anywhere. I don't know. Kasav hasofer v'ta, right? So this was the case where they messed up, right? He wrote the ketubah for one person and the receipt for the other person, and they flipped it. Kasav sofer ta, v'nasan get l'isho v'shover, Rabbi Lezer omer, im la'alter yotza. If la'alter this happened, it's not considered a get, but if la'achar zman, it's going to be a get. So Gemara asks, okay, heichi dami la'alter. How long is la'alter? What does it mean right away? Heichi dami la'achar zman. And what's considered la'achar zman? So Gemara says, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Kol zman she yoshim vasukim ba'osa inyon, so long as they're still dealing with the gerishin, they're dealing with that inyon of gerishin, zehu la'alter. That's considered la'alter. But amdu, once they finish, they get up, we say, okay, we're done, we're going home from now, zehu la'achar zman. That's considered la'achar zman. Rav Ada bar Ava, here's a longer period of time. Rav Ada bar Ava amar, lo nises zenik la'alter. So long as you never married somebody else, that's considered la'alter. Nises zehu la'achar zman. That's considered la'achar zman. Okay? So the problem was is that if it's la'achar zman, we're not going to believe them because maybe it took so long because they had some sort of deal that they're working out. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Shmuel, right? Shmuel said that kol zman, that their yoshim also inyon is la'alter, and they got up, that's la'achar zman. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah explained the reason why Rabbi Elazar said that you not believe la'achar zman is because lo kol hamenu min harishon la'abed zechus shosheni. We're not going to allow the Rishon to be ma'abi the schus of a sheni that he got married. So Bishlam Rav Ada bar Ava Hainu Dikatani Sheni. It makes sense that he's not going to be ma'abi the schus of a sheni because there is a sheni here because la'achar zman means they got married. Ela l'shmuel my sheni. What does Shmuel mean by sheni? All we're talking about la'alter means when they got up and they left the Beis Din and they're done with dealing with the get. So what does it mean la'abi the schus of shel sheni? She never married somebody else. So the Gemara says, no, they're talking about, it means, zechus haru'i l'sheni. Because it's the zechus that once she leaves, right, she's considered a megureshes. So now everybody else is considered a sheni, and he's going to be ma'abed that zechus that other people have to marry her. From the time that she's mukhzakis, to be a gerusha, she has a zechus to marry somebody else, and the Baal is not going to be believed to be moneya that zechus for other people to marry her. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone either have a long night or an early morning for tomorrow's slichos.